Welcome, my friends, to Hatred Theory, Halloween special.
Alright.
What'd you come as? Suck your shit.
It's not cool, bro.
Come on, man. I'm getting into character here.
And you think the way to do that is insult me?
Welcome to Hatred Theory Live.
You smell like shit.
Let's do the show.
Welcome everyone to Hatred Theory Live on Twitch. We did it. We made it. Yes, we're here.
How's it going?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I came as the Emperor of the Dark Side.
Yeah.
Who did you come as?
Oh, I'm glad you asked. I came as a sack of shit, Jack. I'm a piece of shit wrapped in toilet paper. Just like my life. Dan, what'd you come
Are
as?
Are you a turd?
I'm a fucking turd, dude.
Dan, what'd you come as?
I'm a budget Hustle Malone. One for the wrestling fans out there.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
For people who don't know who he is, I'm not going to tell you.
Do I look like? Do I look good, though?
I'm not going to give it. Someone else, my audience.
I spent £1.69 on my costume.
Yeah, and even you, to be honest, right? He wants to use this toilet paper.
Yeah, I'm gonna roll this up afterwards so I can use
it. He wouldn't let me use the whole roll to wrap his face up.
Hang on, I got it right here. Give me a second.
He wouldn't let me use the whole roll.
So I've got that. I'm probably gonna take a poo later, so like that's what I'm gonna use. And I might use this too, because it's, you know. All right then.
I'm gonna take this mask off because my face is on fire.
I feel like my face is coming off.
It's all right, Dad. Yeah, go on, reveal your.
Single man.
Reveal yourself.
Except none of us are single.
Do it.
It's Big Ed. I've got Big Ed, mate. It's on tight. It's on tight now.
Big man, big shits.
Oh my God, he's fuck ugly.
Oh, sorry.
So,
yeah.
It's only my feelings hurt, so.
Aww.
Appreciate it.
Boston. Right, so we have some shit planned, don't we? Yeah.
I like to think so.
But first, in pure and true Hatred Theory fashion.
Yes.
How's your week been, mate?
Well,
how's your day been?
My day?
How's your life been?
Right, well.
Pretty shit, isn't it?
Yeah. Speaking of. So I'm going to tell a story, okay? I went to take a number two at work today.
That's a shit for it's everyone sh- else that's a, shit. A human
yeah, went,
out there.
I went to take a shit, right?
Adult.
And
a human.
Yeah.
That's a shit for all the babies out there.
So I did my business. I was done with my stuff. Washed my hands because, you know, COVID. And not that I wouldn't not wash my hands after I'm taking a shit, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Huh. I'm not sure what I'm going to do with that information, but what I do
we'll
know,
move past it.
But what I do know yeah. is there is a sink downstairs that says, "Please leave this toilet in the condition you wish to find it in." And I said, "This isn't a toilet; it's a sink."
Oh, what have you done to it?
Took a shit in it, didn't I? No, I didn't.
Anyway, so. Business, washed my hands, you know, and I went to leave. The lock broke.
Mm-hmm.
So,
is that because it got confused by your fat hands?
You watch what you say.
Get those sausages out of my face. Yeah.
Not gonna lie, we'll say this. We went live on TikTok literally just like a couple of I'd say about an hour ago.
Yeah,
we got banned from live for 10 minutes because of harassment.
Yeah, we harassed someone.
Dunno how.
Probably a snowflake.
Probably a snowflake.
It wasn't me.
But anyway, to get out, I had to like smash on the door. Like, let me the fuck out, blah blah blah. And I felt really bad for the person that opened it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I just took a shit. They didn't seem very happy about it, but I mean, like, It's all good. I had a good time, you know? But that's it. How was your week?
Really good, mate. But...
fucking grand.
No. Well, I started being a bin man today. Yeah.
You're a bin man?
I am a refuse collector, yes.
Fucking nice one.
I know. Fancy.
Tell us all about it.
Yeah, so basically what I do is I grab the bin.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Take it over to the... I push it.
You push it. Right?
I take it over I take it over to the machine.
There's a machine. To the bin.
Yeah, it's a truck, mate. It's a truck.
Oh my god!
Take it over to the truck.
Yeah, yeah.
Do nothing,
and it does the work for you.
It lifts it up. It tips it. And then it brings it back down. And all I've got to do is I'll grab it.
Yeah.
And then I put it back where I got it.
You are joking.
Ah, mate.
So that's a good week for you?
Easy money, mate! Easy money!
Yeah. Dan, how was your week?
Yeah?
No one gives a fuck, mate.
No one gives a fuck.
Even on video, you're still
even
a parent.
Even on video.
We don't
even
like you.
The best thing about our new video setup, which everyone obviously can't see, is that there's a big fucking wall of electronics between me and you.
Yeah.
Yes.
There's a big... So this, in all fairness, we'll say this is very new to us, and we're going to do it a lot more because...
Hi, Dragon's Breath. Yeah, we're going to do it. We're going to be doing it a lot more. But, tell you know, this area, the area we're filming it in is going to be affected by COVID-19. So we're not going to be able to do it again for a while.
Yeah.
But hopefully soon, because I've been hearing there's talks of a vaccine. There is talks of a vaccine for COVID-19. And if they do the same thing as they did with the fucking cancer vaccine thing, the cure for cancer that's locked up in someone's fucking, you know, some billionaire's basement. Because we all know fucking, what's his name? Who's that basketballer who had AIDS?
Which one?
Who's the guy who had AIDS? The basketballer, the American, the African American bloke. He had AIDS, and he's still not dead. He's had AIDS for like 15 years, and he still ain't dead. What's his name?
I don't know.
Oh, what's his name?
Magic Mike.
No, what's Dan's gonna find out what his name is. Magic Johnson.
Magic Johnson. Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah.
See. Just like that. He has the cure. Billionaires. I'm telling you.
Speaking of billionaire, I'm skint. I got paid today and I'm broke.
Yeah.
If you are watching on Twitch, though, you can donate to us, I think.
Yeah, you can, yeah.
Not
being
funny, but I guarantee the people that watch us, they're skint too.
No, look, John. John's donated $45.
Oh, nice.
That's kind of him. You could be like John too.
We can grab a Mackey's on the way home.
Hell, fair play. Yeah, Mackey's. Fucking Mackey's tonight, mate.
Go
Mackey's
for it.
Tonight.
John isn't real. Don't get your hopes up.
Why would you do that?
I'm just trying to coax other people into giving us money.
So I want to come back to this topic that we've got. It's coming out on the show tomorrow if anyone wants to like listen to it on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, but I feel like we need to go a bit more in depth. Okay.
It's not the kids again, is it?
It is, because it's been bugging me all week. Okay? So, hypothetically, Jack asked me a question. Okay? Jack, what was the question?
The question was, how many... Hey, up, Terry, right, mate? How many... Right, Terry, right, and Dragon's Breath.
Yep.
And whoever else is watching, feel free
millions
to use...
Millions and millions of people watching
feel
this
free,
right now.
Feel free to jump in the chat and answer this question. Realistic numbers only!
Right, because like, I mean...
For fuck's sake.
You know?
And if it's not realistic, my number is realistic, but some cunt at home...
Wait, beep it. We got a beep machine.
It's right. Not working.
Right, screw it. Beep. There we go.
The bitch back home...
Oh, God.
She doesn't think I could take on 47-year-olds, right?
Right. So, we haven't got to the question
hypothetical.
Yet.
Hypothetical. How many 7-year-olds could you think you should beat up?
How many...
God almighty.
Hypothetically.
Sorry, listeners.
Year threes.
Hypothetically, right? Jack asked a question.
Ravenous.
If your life depended on it, how many year threes do you reckon you could take on? I had a number, right?
Hey, guys.
And
Feel I've joined at the right time. Yeah, you have.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, Matt, how many 7-year-olds do you reckon you could beat up?
So let's get back to this, okay? So I asked my girlfriend, how many do you
reckon? Are weapons she... included? No
weapons. No
just
weapons.
Just pugilism.
Right, so 24. See, this is what we're talking about, right?
That's a realistic number.
Right, I need to get this off. So yeah, Jack rang me up because his fiance.
Ooh.
Ring on the finger.
Off the market.
If you like it, then you're trying to put a ring on it.
Royalties, we have to pay that shit. Because yeah. Beyonce knows who we are.
Nah, it's fine, it's a cover.
Fair play, do you want to sing it?
If you like it, then you're trying to put a ring on it. Yeah, yeah, carry
anyway,
on.
Anyway, right, so the idea was, right, he asked me and he says he reckons he could take on 40 year threes if his life depended on it, right?
40,
so,
realistic.
So that's about what, 7-year-olds, 8-year-olds? Which,
yeah.
I said... Easy, mate. I said realistically he could get close to that number, right? So they had a bit of a debate, and Jack asked me to ask my girlfriend, right? So I was like, fair enough.
You can bite with that.
You can bite.
You can bite. So I asked my girlfriend, how many year threes? Stop saying that word.
The beep's not working.
How many year threes do you reckon I could take on? And she went, I think about 8. And I went, 8? Have you not seen them? I reckon realistically, like, if I get past 30, I think I'm doing good. Because what she didn't get, right, is I've got reach on my side. And those little buggers are going straight to the floor. One kick, bang. Do you know what I mean? Done. They can't even get close and it's always, bah, you're out for the count.
Yeah, see, the way I was thinking about it is like, because,
right.
Where this debate came from, right? I was lying in bed, life partner,
mm-hmm.
and she said, "Well, I asked,
yep,
you know, mm-hmm. my daughter Darcy, she's in year 3,
vicious,
right?
Hard as nails.
I think she's a bit of a placid." Bitch, but
wow,
but, yeah.
But I said, how many year threes do you reckon I could take on in a fight? Because I said 40.
Yeah.
I said 40. You're thinking about it, 40. You know, 40 year threes.
You're not gonna rest. You're not gonna get knackered.
Bang, 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 bang.
Your adrenaline's like kicking in. You want to go for it.
Yeah,
it's the thing. Dan asked his missus. He got 8. I mean, like, have you seen the size of Dan? Dan, stand up, mate. Get the biceps.
Hang on, because all they're gonna see is my crotch.
Oh, that's hot. Look at that.
Yeah, he's about
literally.
He's about 7.8 feet tall. resting at a comfortable 400 pounds.
Oh, there's nothing Dan, resting at 400 pounds,
you can
mate.
Pick one up and like
yeet him to the moon and back.
Yeet. No, but I reckon I could. I could just like, you know, I've thrown Darcy across the room a few times. Onto the sofa. I've thrown her. I've thrown her. You know, here, there, and everywhere.
Yeah.
And like she's fine. But fuck, man. I could just throw roundhouse.
Roadhouse.
Roadhouse. No. But fuck yeah. No. Like I don't even think I'd have to use fucking see. Missus was saying 25 at a push, and I'm like, 25 is the lowest I'll go, mate. So we actually sort of...
You hit... But see, mine straight up said 8, because she was like, you're going to get knackered. Do you not know? I'm a cardio machine, Leanne. I don't stop running.
Those pizzas down your throat.
I do like pizza. What?
Unclip your...
What are you trying to say, mate?
Alright, carry on.
I'm trying to say.
Carry on.
Producer Dan doing his
getting
job.
Involved there. Good lad, Dan. Round of applause for Producer Dan.
That's better. Yeah. You were cutting edge, Joe, that's all.
No, so that being said, that was nice. But Dan,
why don't you find out how many year threes you can take on? Because it's
illegal.
Like
Apollo.
We could do that.
What we're talking about.
Do we
what
know?
Mean?
Do we know Apollo?
Why don't we
no,
go out?
Like, put your money where your mouth is.
Fucking
tryhards.
Year threes.
Well, one. It's half term.
They're still year 3.
And
it's
two.
Year to fight a load of them.
Tell him, Jack.
you know, I'm not allowed in schools.
Why?
Anymore.
Anymore.
No one's allowed in schools if you don't work in them.
Haven't you got a restraining order?
No.
that's
too young to do them, man. No. Right, so Dan, you have some treats for us back there, haven't you?
Are we doing them now?
I
feel like these could make or break the episode.
I think we might have. So basically, there is a comment section here that you guys can get involved in. We already got one to say we want you boys to do chilies on the show. So I feel like we're gonna mix it up a little bit.
I'm just gonna. Can give the viewers a little treat.
There we go. So there's the beautiful chilies or whatever Dan's got.
Yeah, you can see our budget DJ back there.
Yeah.
hang on. Let me put one on top of
me. Yeah, there you go.
So I got an idea. So I'm thinking we'll all ask each other a question. You get it wrong, you're eating a chili.
Yay! There's the bitch back home.
So that's,
is that Abby by any chance?
Yeah. Abby, we're not allowed to say your name on the show anymore. So
I like that she's even taken that and
do it.
So this is the idea. I reckon we get asked a bunch of questions, right? We ask each other questions. You get it wrong, you're eating a chili straight down the hatch.
Yeah.
Right. That's fair. How many chilies we got, Dan?
There's four each on the plate.
Four each on the plate.
But we do have enough for tiebreakers if needs be.
Fuck.
I mean, to be honest.
And I filled these up myself just in case anything's a little bit too hot.
So you can show the viewers what's going on. So Dan's been very busy today.
Wait, no. How many you got of those, mate? You've been here all day, haven't you?
So
just a solid three.
Are you
solid three? That's
150 milliliters of semen.
No wonder you got a kid, man. You're a fucking machine.
That's 1.5 liters of semen.
I've heard it's really good for, you know, stomach lining. Women have told me.
Women.
Anyway.
Hi, bitch back home.
Even in the chat, the bitch back home, she'll tell you, fucking, I'm no stranger to chili eating contests, mate. I mean, I might even get these questions wrong on purpose.
Because you don't give a fuck.
I don't give a fuck.
There's one more thing that I kind of want to get out of the way, right? Mm-hmm. So we've all been to a Mackey's, right? We've all been to a Mackey's, a Burger King, a KFC, right?
I do have the second prize, don't I? I came home with a silver. Yeah, I nearly won that. There was about 15 people in that chili eating contest.
Mate, you're not going to psych us out. You look like you're ill.
You do look like you're dying, mate.
Right, this is makeup.
Yeah.
You need like a pale blue like baseball cap and you look full like fundraising victim.
Make your family page, please.
Make a wish.
No, I come as the, you know...
The ghoul.
You know, the something, something, something. The hatred theory. Dark side. No.
Copyright strike. Let me mute you.
What's that?
Copyright strike.
What we just did?
No. Just if you're going to avoid quoting Star Wars, they seem quite trigger happy.
Ah, screw Star
Well, to be
Wars.
Fair, it's not even Star Wars. He doesn't say that in Star Wars. He says it in Family Guy.
Yeah. So do one. Yeah, twonk.
Don't get yourself done for bullying again.
We will get done for bullying again. So, I want to know, working in retail. Like you've worked in retail, right?
Mm-hmm, sure.
Do you reckon when you work in retail, does it automatically make you a dickhead?
No.
You don't reckon?
Well, you technically work in retail now, don't you?
I mean, technically, yeah.
Technically.
Yeah.
For farmers. Yep. But, no, I don't think it makes you a dickhead. I reckon what makes you a dickhead is walking into the fucking stupid Billabong shop and they're all like models and stuff. I remember walking in there the first time and I was like, and it's like really dark in there as well.
Mm.
Have you ever been into a Billabong?
No.
Yes.
It's really dark. Am I on about the right one? They have like palm trees and shit in there?
Yeah, I think so. Like surfwear.
Yeah, I'm sure it's Billabong.
And you're a dickhead. I am a dickhead.
I don't know if there was a comment before that.
To be fair, she's a dickhead.
Oh, no. Jack does have the second prize, and you're a dickhead.
Yeah. I guess. All right, okay. Yeah, there is that.
Yeah.
I am. Yeah.
I'll tell you what, while we're on the subject of shops that piss you off.
Yes.
Fucking, what's the one with all the zips? Superdry.
Oh, fuck off.
Why is it so loud in there? I sound really old.
Every fucking douchebag wears Superdry, right? We get it. You think you can fucking surf. But realistically, all you can do is fucking boogie board, you fucking turd.
Do you know what? They're not even Superdry.
Moderately wet. But why is there 9 zips on their coats?
I don't get it.
How you stay super dry?
Isn't?
I mean, to be honest, when women are watching you on TikTok, they're not super dry, are they?
Thirst Trap Jones.
Move past this one.
Thirst Trap Jones.
I'm gonna get a thirst trap animation.
That smile. They love you, mate.
I mean,
yeah.
Has Joe got a girlfriend?
I do. Yes.
Oh, you fucking ruined it now. They're all gonna turn off.
I've already told him straight away, mate.
No, I reckon we should get to the first game. That's what I reckon.
Right, so the first game everyone's going to join in on. We got over, like, what, 500,000 viewers, is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
That's 500,000, yes.
500,000, sick. What we're going to do, Dan, entertain the masses.
I'll try. Anyone got anything they want to chirp in? Like, we need some content because we haven't really prepared all that well. We've got chilies for later. They're probably going to take up a few minutes. The boys are going to set up. They've got a little segment coming up now where I think the intention is they tell each other dad jokes and whoever cracks the first loses. First of 3, maybe. But if anyone wants us to do anything daft or have any requests for us to undertake or... just any general comments. This is our first time doing it. If there's anything you don't like us doing, anything you want us to do within reason, then hit us up in the comment sections. I'm just gonna have a peek over. I think we're nearly ready. And we can switch back to Jack and Joe.
Hi, welcome back to the shittest podcast show that you've ever seen in life.
Do a flip.
Do a flip. How about you don't tell me what to do?
Okay? I did just ask them to tell us what to do, but...
Oh, right.
I mean, I can do a flip if that's what makes us money.
It might make us money.
Oh, I thought you said do a flip. Right, so the aim of the game is, Dan, you are the referee. All right.
Roger that.
So me... Me and Jack are going to say dad jokes back and forth. And we're going to see who wins.
I'm going to win. Right.
Right, let me get my thing up. So.
Place your bets on 888 now.
Yeah.
Facing.
Put down in the comment section who you reckon is going to win this. Put J for Jack or J for Joe.
Joe's going to lose.
Ow! Joe's going to lose.
Terry says Joe is going to lose.
Terry, you can suck my... For Joe, sick. Wait, am I going to... That's me winning, right?
Apollo reckons Jothry.
Hell yes. This shit's about to go down.
Here's a rule for it then, boys.
Yeah.
You have to maintain eye contact.
Oh, easy. Yeah, easy. Fine. I love staring into this geezer's eyes.
Great, that's why. Right, you ready?
Yeah. Who's going first, Dan?
I'm going to toss a coin.
Heads.
It's tails. Joe goes first.
I'm saying Joe. Charlotte says Jack wins. All right, cheers, Matt. Appreciate it.
So you got
three. Tell Charlotte to make a fucking Twitch account.
3 for Joe, 2 for Jack.
All right, can we get some really tense music going?
No.
Shit. Right. Next time we do this,
we'll try and get a license.
We'll get some music. All right, ready?
Hang on.
Yeah.
Dun 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 dun.
I'm already losing.
I know,
yeah. Just to reiterate the rules. If they laugh at their own joke, they also lose.
Oh, shit, don't be like that.
Yeah, all right, cool.
All right, you ready?
I'm so gonna fucking lose.
Right, you ready? You ready?
Yeah, go on.
Right.
Get better. Welcome to Spain.
What did the drummer call his twin daughters? What? And a one, and a two.
Yeah, I made it through that one.
Yeah, well held.
That one almost actually cracked me.
Did it?
Yeah, I'm not gonna
chat,
lie.
If you think any of these jokes are shit, do let us know.
Yeah, please. Yeah. Gang.
I already know Matty's laughing at that one.
Matty laughs if you fart or sneeze or breathe. Right, you ready? Fuck.
That's the point.
No,
he hasn't told his joke yet.
Right.
I mean, he is going to laugh.
Today. Already funny, isn't it? Today, my son asked, "Can I have a bookmark?" I burst into tears. This kid's 11 years old and he still doesn't know my name's Brian.
Oh, you both lose.
Oh, fuck.
Fucking Brian.
They're both shit. Which joke? Jack or Joe? Ah!
Ah!
She's cut to the core of you both there,
this
boys.
This kid's 11 years old. He still doesn't know my name's Mark.
Brian.
Brian, sorry, my man.
Ah! So that's one loss each.
Oh, damn it. What sound does a witch's car make?
Does the witch's?
Witches.
Oh, the witch's car make?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Broom, broom. Shut up, Dan. It's harder than you think.
I'm good. I made it through that one.
I've got a tear coming down my eye. See?
It was after. I laughed at the second bit. Right. How do you make...
Eye contact.
How do you make holy water?
I don't know. How do you make holy water?
You boil the hell out of it.
Right.
Hang on. Jack, what are you laughing at there?
Him.
Okay.
Oh, Luke Murtis said Willy Dribble.
Nice.
I don't know, Willy.
Well, 5 out of 4 of people. Let me try that one again.
Fucking butchered that.
Wait. Before you fucking interrupt me, 5 out of 4 people admit they're bad with fractions.
Ah, good.
You fucking ruined that, Dan, you piece of shit. I'll come back there and fucking grab your silver hair and smash him into my crotch. You
sit down.
Sounding a bit weird there, Jake. Oh, sorry, we have a gay listening right now. It's Luke.
After he's just complimented you.
Has he?
The master's at work.
Let's go. Let's go, you turd. Let's go.
All right, okay, fine.
Don't ruin my joke next
fine.
Time, Dan.
You ready?
Yeah.
I bought some shoes from a drug dealer today.
Congratulations.
Don't know what he laced them with, but I was tripping all day. Oh, damn it. That's me.
That's 2 losses for Jack. One more loss, Jack, and you are out.
What? That's some bullshit. I demand a recount.
I've recounted it. You're still losing.
Do you know what? Believe it or not, I've never gone to a gun range. I'm willing to give it a shot. Disappointed in that one?
Yeah.
I thought it was genius.
Can I laugh now?
You can laugh now. We're
right. I ordered a chicken and an egg from Amazon. So I'll let you know.
2-2. 2-2.
Right.
You ready?
Yeah.
This one's about to get more intense.
What the fuck was that?
I'm stretching.
About to get more intense, you ready?
Ready.
Let's do it.
What's black and white and goes around and around?
I don't want to say.
A penguin in a revolving door.
No.
Alright.
add to it.
Why not?
No, that's
there's no rules. Dan didn't say there's a rule.
That's cheating. Right.
No score. 2-2.
Thank you, ref.
See my dead eye right now?
See my third eye?
Too many times. Right, that's how I pay rent.
If a child refuses to sleep during nap time, is said child guilty of refusing arrest?
You really need to try harder with your delivery, my friend.
Oh, that.
That shit cup's deep.
You ready? Are you ready?
I'm ready.
We've got a listener joke after this one.
Right, you ready?
All right, go on.
Why do you never see elephants hiding in trees?
Why?
Because they're really good at it. Nope. No.
I'm fine.
I'm not.
Right. Okay. Do you know what? Throwing these out the window.
Oh.
Shit. Is that because you ran out?
Little visual gag.
It's because you ran out, isn't it? Go on in.
I've been reading a book on anti-gravity.
You've been reading a book.
I've been reading a book on anti-gravity.
Yeah.
It's impossible to put down.
I've never wanted to punch you in the jaw so much into this moment right here. Let me tell you this, good sir. A furniture store keeps calling me. All I wanted was a one-night stand.
Jack loses.
Yes!
That's some bullshit.
We had a joke from a listener. What is long, hard, and has come in it? Well, we'll just have to wait a few seconds while the stream catches up. Yeah. Apollo, let us know.
Ah, right. Okay, then. What is long, hard, and has come in it?
It doesn't.
Milk, then. Cucumber.
That's shit.
Apollo, who are you?
Ah, because it's got cucumber. Cumber. You get it? That's good. That's good. I like that one.
Yeah, yeah. You're telling jokes to literal simpletons. So.
Illiterate simpletons.
When I see my belly button, I know it's a good day. Dan, go to the next screen.
Dan,
go to the next screen.
Phase out, mate. Quick. Phase out.
Quick.
Wait.
We have no like structure here right now. Like this is.
That's enough of him. So the boys are going to head back to the sofa. Luke, nice call. I would like us to do the water in the mouth trick, but Radio 1 do have the, what's it called? Innuendo bingo, I think. Where, yeah, I think we'd be treading on their toes a little bit too much. What are we doing next? I think we're probably on to the chili challenges, to be honest. Which we've got 4 chilies to go through. It sounds like the boys want to do a little game of this. So you get asked a question. Round 1, you're taking this one. This one here. Round 2 is this one. Round 3 is this one. And round 4 is this one. Which is this little one here. Looks fiery. That's my cue. We're going back.
Is it on yet? Is it working?
No. It's on. It's right, on.
Cool. Right. Crack an egg on each other's head if you laugh. I'm actually game for that. Actually, no, that's a lot of mess for Dan to clean up.
It sounds like a Jewish game.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
What? I was just saying it sounds like a Jewish game.
It's a good thing you're cute, isn't it? Hey? Here's a quick thing. Just, if there's anything that's pissed you guys off, leave a comment and we'll read it just before we head off from the show.
Yeah.
Just, we want everyone to know that this is legit, a test one. We just wanted to see...
Mic pack.
We wanted to see how everything worked. And,
yeah.
We wanted to see how bad Joe was at placing his mic pack.
And
mic
to be
pack.
Honest... To be honest...
Is it, oh, shit.
No, your mic's fine, your mic pack.
Oh.
To be honest, it's so fucking great as well to have... You know, 7, 12, 30, 40, whatever. It's so nice to have that amount of people just clock in and stay with us throughout the show as well. Yeah. And we really appreciate that.
To zero people.
Yeah. We made a thing a long time ago of like when we started doing this, I'm pretty sure we just started saying a lot of stories and like of how we hate everything, right? Mm-hmm. And it was we've seen the content of today and it is fucking shit. Every prank video that you see, right, staged. Am I wrong?
No,
right? Fucking all you
it's
see.
It's really sad to see as well.
Because, it is.
And do you know what? I can't wait for Jackass 4.
Yeah, but like here's the thing. Like you go back to like prank videos on Facebook, right? I don't know what that Engaze's name is. I don't want to say his name because he's interred anyway.
I know who you're on about.
You know exactly who I'm on about. He's shit because every single thing that he does staged. Right?
With his sister.
I'm not being funny. You know when you see these geezers, they're in a supermarket and they've got the phone like that, but they've also got their phone up here and they're like filming themselves.
Yeah.
The other person's going to see the phone. We're not stupid. Do you know what I mean? I'm getting proper into this now. Like, I don't get how fucking retarded anyone can be. I can say that.
I don't know if you can.
Hush. No, well, here Twitch. We go. This is the only time we're ever going to go on Twitch. No, everyone sees what we wanted to start making content that you guys would want to watch. Yeah. And enjoy, and the idea that Jack came up with that we go live on Twitch, it was one of those things where we think it will be a great way to give back to the people. Like our social media is like buzzing at the moment.
Shut up, Dan.
No, you fucking charity. Are you for real?
No one's
asking for this.
Well,
obviously the women are asking for Joe's face.
True. Not anymore. Not now we've revealed he's taken.
Not mine, because I talk about my butthole way too much.
You do talk about your butthole way too much. But,
it's a sensitive subject.
So, vlog idea. Who's down to munch on Dad's scorpion pepper? That sounds awful, but I'll do it.
Well, we've both eaten the hottest chili in the world, so.
Yeah.
The Carolina Reaper.
And that sucked. But, speaking of, do we go to the next game?
Let's do it.
Dan.
Hit me, baby. One more time.
Oh, baby, baby. How was I supposed to know that something wasn't right here?
Oh. Do we have to eat the whole thing?
No, just a
nibble.
I'm
actually quite hungry.
Well, don't do it. Oh, you scared me then. I actually had a bit of a heart attack. Semen? I got my semen ready.
Wait, if we have milk, do we lose?
No, it's semen.
Semen. If we have the semen,
no
we lose.
If
I drink this, am I going to get pregnant?
Your mouth will get pregnant, yes.
Sorry about that.
No, it's all right. I've always wanted a child.
I thought you were already pregnant.
And I was waiting for the first fat joke to come through, and there it is. Hatred Theory News Show needs to return. Joe's Fuckboy Report.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Can we do that? That's
What's
a
that?
Sick... So, Hatred Theory News Show. We do the news show, but I have a thing where I have a fuckboy report of who's the bigger fuckboy. Come on, be sick. Anyway, Dan, what I want you to do, mate, is get some questions up.
Oh, fuck's sake! You could have given me a bit more warning.
Did I not say?
I want to know what the bitch back home means by "no, we are not." That's what I want to know.
Probably ask him for this.
Why you hit it?
Right, we'll go. Seeing as we're live streaming, we'll go topical.
Okay.
So who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
Yeah. Oh my God! Look how cool that looks.
Wow.
Wait.
Right. Let's just come on, COVID. Come on.
So
stop it. Stop.
That looks cool.
All of these questions will have something to do with this week, and they're taken from BBC News Round.
No. There we go.
So it's child level.
Child level.
Oh, this is going to be... I'm going to be shit. Here we go. Go on then, let's do this.
My 8, you know, my 7.
So which one are we going for first? We go
the
for
the... big yellow one.
The big yellow one.
No,
big
no, yellow. No. Red.
Red first. The big red one. Big red. Just like a
dunce, when you said all women are wanting Joe's face.
Oh, yeah.
Well, fuck you. Obviously, you'd say that, you turd.
Right, this week.
Fuck you.
This week.
Let me have this.
Hey, you guys.
This,
shut up.
This week,
Scientists have made a huge discovery in our oceans, but what was it? And you've got four options.
You haven't been in the sea recently, have you?
A new breed of shark, a giant coral reef, mermaids, or pirate treasure?
I'm going to go with pirate treasure.
Pirate treasure. Joe?
Oh, fuck, am I...
You have to...
Oh, shit, I thought we were just doing each question. Okay, what were the options again? Please tell me.
A new breed of shark,
mm-hmm.
giant coral reef,
mm-hmm.
mermaids,
yeah.
or pirate treasure?
New breed of shark.
So you say new breed of shark?
New breed of shark.
I'm going to join you boys, and I'm going to say it's mermaids.
Good for you, Dan.
And the answer is... A giant coral reef. So
fuck,
we all eat
shit. Oh no! Wait, how big are we going?
All of it. The bigger the chili, the lower the intensity.
Yeah, the less heat there is, isn't there?
So, right. That's good. That's cool.
You're safe on these ones.
Sick.
So we were all wrong there. It was a giant coral reef.
I swear I said that.
Another new discovery this week. Not at the bottom of the sea, but far out in space. What has been found on the moon? The options are water, spaceships, cheese, or aliens.
Wait. Oh! Can I go first?
Yeah, go first.
Water.
Fuck her.
Jack?
That was my answer.
But we can all say water. We can get one right.
Yeah.
It was water. Although cheese would have been nice, wouldn't it?
Imagine space cheese.
The world's smallest vehicle has been created by a university recently. What mode of transport is it? The options are car, plane, train, or boat.
I've forgotten the question, so car.
Car for Jack. Joe?
What's the question?
Just say one. Boat.
Don't fucking tell me my answer. Boat.
I'm going to go plane.
I actually want some of this.
Don't.
Drink this.
No, I don't. Joe, did you say boat?
I said boat.
You got it right, Jack.
Yeah!
What?
Big yellow one.
What?
Big yellow one. It was boat.
It was boat.
Ah, wait. Ah. What did you say?
I said plane.
So we have to eat it?
Yeah.
So big, though.
So, Joe, you skip this one.
Ugh, you're damn fucking right I do. I'm so hungry. Eat it, bitch. I've never been so turned on in my life watching you eat that. Okay, now it's gone.
Stop it! What are you doing?
Taking a little bit of washing down that.
Ugh. That's fucking gross.
That's foul, isn't it?
That's fucking grim, man.
Right.
I don't want to eat any more of that.
Two rounds left.
Right, which one?
We're on to Fat Green now.
Fat Green.
This, I think the steaks...
Where'd you get them from? Morrison's?
No, Tesco.
All right, let's go. Let's do this.
We're up in the steaks now, I think.
Yeah.
Lads.
Lewis Hamilton made history in his most recent F1 race. Which record did he break? Fastest lap, slowest lap, most wins, or highest top speed?
Is there being a bitch on that?
You can answer it that way if you want.
No, I'm not going to say that because I'll lose. And I know that for a fact. He's a bitch, though.
Go on then, Joe.
What was the answer?
Fastest lap, slowest lap, most wins, or highest top speed?
Something about Lewis Hamilton.
Most wins?
Joe?
Most wins?
Fastest lap!
Fastest lap, is that what you're saying, Jack?
Yeah.
Most
final
wins.
Answer locked in.
Most wins. Most wins.
Final lockdown.
I know
answer,
this was
COVID
most wins.
Shit.
But I think we should just do the chili anyway.
What was it?
It was most wins, but.
Yeah!
I think you should do the chili.
Anyway. I think you should do the chili
Wait,
anyway,
all right.
Joe.
Why don't you. Off
all right,
top,
here
top
we go.
Head, give me an answer. Give me a question.
Off the top of my fucking head.
Yeah, go on, dummy bitch.
What's my date of birth?
Grab the chili.
The green one. This one. So that looks like that's actual size.
That actually kind of looks like
my penis.
Joe's little acorn dick.
Right. Listen here, mate.
Little acorn dick.
Mine's a conker.
Right. Let's do this.
Wait, how far are we going?
All the way.
I don't want to do that.
The whole thing.
I don't want to do that.
Hey, Joe, why don't you just eat it like you do a Twix?
I don't eat Twixes.
Oh, fuck. I'm scared.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Oh. Oh, yeah, I got that.
Oh, that's fucking spicy.
Sorry about the ASMR, everyone. Sorry about that.
Oh, sweet mother of God.
Joe's making a break for the milk.
I'm not doing it until you boys do it.
Oh, I had a swig of 7-Up, which apparently makes it worse.
Yeah, it does. Fizzy drinks make it worse. Way worse.
I hope you throw up.
Yeah, it's made it worse.
Oh.
Right, last question.
Wait.
That was fucking gross.
Hang on.
I've got to say.
Oh, I was meant to set up a sweat cam.
See, no, that... See, that reminds me. I know what chili that is as well. I fucking know what chili that is.
I got hiccups. Shit.
Right. It's not going well. Last question. For Bird's Eye Chili, Little Red.
I got hiccups.
Little Red for the win.
Oh, Little Red.
This week.
This is not good. I'm dying.
Joe, I don't like the look of this one.
Oh, yeah, wait. I got hiccups.
You can have some milk.
Sweet mother of God, I'm dying!
Have some milk, pussy. Yeah.
You could at least refrigerate it, you turd.
Gross. That warm, warm semen.
It actually tastes like semen. Not that I know that.
I've tried mine. Anyway.
What the fuck?
This week.
Fuck, I'm still hiccuping.
Right.
I've got some tears, you see that?
Halloween question. This week, it's the spookiest time of the year. Of course, it's Halloween.
I think that's called Bishop's Finger, you know.
Pumpkin... There? What? Pumpkin carving is a staple of Halloween these days. But that wasn't always the case. Which vegetable was traditionally used instead? I'm not going to give you any clues here. You just
wait,
can you give us the question again?
What vegetable used to be used for carving instead of pumpkins?
Ah. Huh.
This is not going down well, boys.
So this ain't even a multiple choice.
No, I'm not giving you multiple choice.
Do you know the multiple choice? Can you see a multiple choice?
I can see the multiple choice, but I'll eat the chili anyway.
Oh, no, don't be like that.
Fuck, why have I got hiccups, man?
All right, okay, fine. Potato.
Joe?
What
did they carve... Instead of pumpkins, before they carved pumpkins, what did they carve into what thing?
I think it is a potato, you know.
Should we all say potato?
Potato.
I think it's potato.
It was turnips. Eat the chili.
Fuck.
Oh man.
Mate, dude, I don't know if I can. This is what it is.
Little Red.
Little Red.
It's a Bird's Eye chili.
And I'm not gonna lie.
It's what?
It's a Bird's Eye chili. They're not really registering on the Scoville that high.
I'm not going to lie, right?
They're still...
That green one I thought was going to be okay.
Yeah,
the green one's lingering. That was nice.
It's gone down not great with my body.
Is that a jalapeno?
I don't know, but I'm actually crying. Can anyone see tears in my eyes?
I think it might have been a jalapeno, yeah.
Look. You see the tears there? That's because I can't stop hiccuping.
It is a jalapeno, isn't it?
I think it was.
You prick.
Apollo thought watermelons for the last one, which is a nice thought.
I was going to say...
It's quite a tropical Halloween.
I was going to say watermelons. I can't stop hiccuping, boys.
Go on, then. The best way to get rid of the hiccups is like air of the dog when you've got a hangover. Ready?
No.
Three.
I don't want
to. Two.
I don't want to do
that. One.
Okay. Eat it. Oh, that's
spicy. Yeah, that one's got a kick.
I definitely got a fucking kick on that one.
Woo. Oh yeah, I'm a fucking eye.
Oh, that's hot. That is.
And I can drink milk.
Whoever's idea this was, you're a twat.
I'm suffering.
I fucking hate you. I'm so glad we didn't have to do the streaming shit.
It was Ewan.
You okay, Joe? I'm not doing great, Terry. I'm not going to lie.
That was quite hot, actually.
That was spicy.
For a bird's eye, that was fucking really hot.
I'm glad we left it till the end, because I feel like we can't really do much content now.
What are you talking about? I've still got an hour left in me.
No, I think we're
done.
No. Sign off?
Not yet.
Yeah, man.
Not yet. Hang on. We need to go, like, we need to do some... While we get over this, if everyone wants to say what's pissed them off this week, that'll be great. And we'll end the show on that one.
Yeah, so... My mouth's on fire.
Yeah, that's not going.
Yeah, I think we should just cut it. I think I'm going to throw up, yeah. I think we've got to cut it.
Right, okay, you go throw up. I'll end the show.
Love you guys.
Okay, so.
Oh, I dribbled.
Who the fuck's idea was that? Bull? Oh.
Matty's annoyed that his game turned up late.
I agree with you, buddy. Holy fucking shit.
I've got a tear.
Oh my god.
I forgot Jack's mic's still on.
Can we mute him? Please tell me he's not throwing up. Is he throwing up?
FIFA 21 scammed Apollo.
Mate, it's EA. What do you expect, man? My tongue is on fire. I'll tell you what's pissed me off. The fact that some asshole, for our first stream, asked us to do fucking chilies. And now I'm drinking Dan's semen to get rid of it. Jack's going to be on the toilet all day tomorrow. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, bitch, back home. Just life in general. I mean, I can stand with you on that one. I am fucking crying. My God. I'm almost out of milk.
Vanilla milkshake, mate.
I'm almost out of milkshake. Ah, fuck. Got a little bit of my beard there. Okay. So, Jack's off dying somewhere. It's just me and Dan.
Oh, Terry, don't be like that, Terry. It'd be all right.
Jack will be best friends with the toilet.
Toilet.
Yeah. I feel bad. But, I mean, I'm not going to lie. Like, doing this stream is I think Jack's okay. Doing this stream is a lot of fun. I've enjoyed myself. And I hope to God that everyone else that's watched this has enjoyed themselves. Leave a quick comment now. If you want to see us do more of this. Obviously, with the situations... with the situations that are going down where we live at the moment, we might not be able to stream for, what was it, Dan, 28 days?
At least
28 days. We might be able to do something at home, maybe, we don't know yet. If anyone who wants to see this more,
pardon me,
for the love of God, do us a huge favour. Because we want to do this to, like, not have any shit content out of us, which, but in all fairness, for the last 5 minutes, all you've seen is me, Jack, and Dan cry like a little bitch. Jack's fine. How you doing, buddy? You okay? You want to come back in?
Yeah.
Come back in. Come say goodbye.
Okay.
Come back in, buddy.
See, bitch, back home. We didn't kill him.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, he's not in a good place.
So...
I've just thrown up. I'm not sure. My mic was still turned on, dude.
He knows.
I muted you.
Oh, okay, thanks.
Okay, so...
I did turn it off and back on.
So listen, You okay? So,
mate, we did chilies and milk outside.
We did what you wanted. We did the chilies. Apollo, we want to see more. That's sick.
You killed Jack.
you bastards.
Why is she funny? Damn it.
She should come on the show.
Yeah.
Anyway, if you guys want to see more, we'll definitely do more. But do us a massive favor, because this helps us out. I can't speak. My tongue's on fire. Tell us.
That was a ruthless little bastard. That was, wasn't it?
It was.
Tell as many people as you can about us being on Twitch. The next one, obviously, it will probably be the main show, and then after we've done the show, we'll do. We're gonna do like some stupid games like we've done with this. Just do us a favor and tell as many people as you can. Tell them there's some decent geezers on the block. I saw Luke says he wants to come on. Dude, we'd love to have you come on. We would love to have people on when we can. My God. Do you know what? I've got like a massive amount of saliva in my mouth.
Oh, sexy.
But I think, in all fairness, I made a custom fan-made logo.
Got too much time on your hands, dude.
Come here, buddy. There we go.
Right, I'm going to hug Jack.
My mic.
Sorry. I'm going to hug Jack until he gets better.
Your mic.
My mic.
Pros.
I'm going to hug Jack until he gets better.
Oh, fucking hell.
Luke, we'd love to have you come on, man. Hopefully the next time we do this, it will be on our Facebook and not Dan's business page.
Yeah, my bad.
But, I mean, hopefully people saw it.
Abby,
put the toilet paper in the fridge.
For when I come home, I promise that I will get rid of all the chili off my tongue for you.
And on that note, I'll mute him.
Leanne, I want to say this now. I hope you're not too ashamed of me.
Is Leanne watching?
But I don't think I don't think that she is. I mean, she might be. Who knows?
I mean, we could share it with her after.
Well, yeah. If you're watching this.
Oh, man.
I deeply apologize for what I've done. I've made a complete ass out of myself on the internet. But it's going to happen a lot more.
We've been doing it since we were kids.
We were kids.
Look at this.
Look at us now. Look at me now, Ma. You proud of me? We're going to hopefully get hashtag again. Matty, you can go and fuck right off, mate.
Yeah, your career's going well.
She was already ashamed. She's right, though.
She's on fire tonight.
Haley, if you're watching this, we're sorry for putting Dan through this, but I mean...
She ain't watching.
I think she's long gone. She'll be asleep by now.
Makes sense. Oh, fuck, I'm crying. Right, okay. I think we should end it. We hope everyone's enjoyed it. Share this podcast out, or the podcast. Share the stream out from our page. We'll try and put the main. We'll try and put the main video up. That's disgusting. Get it out.
Chili powder next time, okay, Terry.
Chili powder next time. You got it, buddy.
Let's snort oregano. Oregano. Origami. Black belt. I need to sleep.
Jack. Where can I send the logo? Send it to me. Send it to me personally, buddy. Send it to me on there. Jack,
for the lols.
Do you wanna tell them what they want to hear?
I'd love to have Luke on again.
See, we'll get him on. Yeah. If everyone wants to go and listen to the podcast that we do, if you're a snowflake, don't listen to it. Head over I can't speak. Yeah. Head over to Apple Podcasts and Spotify and Anchor and all that. Go on our page and try and find the links to it. Follow us on Twitch,
TikTok, Instagram, Twitter.
All that other crap. Yeah. Grindr.
Just everything.
You know.
Yeah, follow us everywhere.
You'll have seen the little logos popping around all show as well. Yeah. You can get an exclusive 10% off at Game Gear and Gym Reaper by using the code HATRED10 at checkout.
It's fucking hot, that one, wasn't it?
It's like bad.
Spotify. Thanks, Matt Burns.
What a mean little cunt.
So hopefully we'll be back and doing this as soon as we can. Again, try and share this out as much as you can. We're going to try and get it onto our page, the whole video. But yeah, Jack, do you want to phase it out before I shit my pants?
Yeah, let's go. Phase out, bro. Phase out, Dan. Phase out.
I'm dying.